gospel lesson today is from Matthew 10, verses 24 to 39. This is Jesus speaking. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, and even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. For whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I love those first verses of Romans 6 that we heard earlier about how we should not keep on sinning just because we have God's grace. How true is that? But isn't that hard to actually practice? Don't we all have blind spots in our lives, places where we continue to sin and make mistakes? Praise God for grace, but we are still called to learn from our failures and grow in our faith. And then we have Jesus here in Matthew 10. This is not an easy passage, is it? This is the same Jesus who offers compassion and empathy everywhere, who welcomes little children, but at this moment, Jesus is doing some straight talk, right? So where do these verses come from? Well, Jesus has been teaching and healing and preaching in chapter 9, and in chapter 10, he starts by sending out the 12 disciples on their own to proclaim the kingdom, cure the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Jesus transfers his ministry to his disciples. Then here, Jesus is brutally honest. He says that persecutions will come because they are being sent out like sheep amidst wolves, to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, in verse 16. In verse 19, he offers some comfort. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. But then he says some difficult words. Everything covered up will be exposed. What happens in the dark will be brought into the light. If we deny Jesus, we will be denied. Jesus has not come to bring peace, but a sword. Whoever loves family more than him is not worthy. And all who follow must take up a cross and lose their lives in order to find them. That's a lot to take in, isn't it? Doesn't sound like the gentle Jesus of a picture Bible, does it? These are tough words. And I wonder, what do you hear in them? How does this work in your life? Do you believe that Jesus is tough? He was a revolutionary teacher and preacher, speaking out against oppressors, showing religious leaders a new way to follow God. Jesus was controversial. He made enemies so much that he was crucified. I wonder, do we lose some of that today? Do we tend to domesticate Jesus? But what if we hear what the Gospels say? Today we hear that our lives as Christians will not be easy. We will be troubled and challenged with confrontation and conflict. It will be like carrying a cross and losing our lives. Which makes me think of what we are facing today with racism. A sin that is rampant. It's kind of like what Jesus says here. What was hidden and underground, like the KKK or glorification of the Confederacy, is now out in the light for everyone to see. It's in the mainstream of American life. It's even fed by leaders who say that whole groups of people are inferior or dangerous or less than. But these are not the beliefs of Christian faith. The darkness of racism and prejudice are not compatible with following Jesus. Not the Jesus who came to set all people free. We believe that all people are children of God, made in the image of God, and Jesus came to teach and heal and preach to all image bearers. And now it is our turn to carry out that mission. Just like he sent the 12 disciples, he sends us. We are the body of Christ on earth, the hands and feet of Jesus. Which means we are called to confront evils like racism. It's not enough to just say we are colorblind or not racist. It's not enough to just say all lives matter, which misses the point about Black Lives Matter, because truth be told, Black lives have not mattered as much as white ones. So how do we hear what Jesus is saying in this passage and confront systemic sins like racism? What if it's time to hear some new perspectives? Our denomination is challenging Presbyterians to take a 21-day racial equity challenge to dismantle racism. I'll be sending out information in the days ahead, and I encourage you, as you're hunkered down at home in this pandemic, to take some time to look at the resources. Short videos, TED Talks, articles, books, artwork. Take the time to read a good book on racism. I've been especially moved by two that have given me new perspective. One is Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. The other is Waking Up White by Debbie Irving. Coates' book is a letter from a Black father to his teenage son about growing up as a Black man in America. Irving's book is about how much whites are not even aware of all the privileges of being white in America. You know, this year the PCUSA did something awesome. They elected a Native American elder, Ilona Street Stewart, and a Black pastor, Reverend Gregory Bentley, as co-moderators. It's exciting that our denomination is being represented slowly but surely by people of all races and backgrounds. Next year, our Oklahoma Presbyteries will meet in Tulsa in the Greenwood District and remember 100 years since the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. And as we remember that horrific tragedy, we'll pray and repent and commit to what we can do to dismantle racism. Christians have always been called to address the challenges and sins of their day, and we are no different, which is why we need to be reminded of a refrain in this Matthew passage. It's one of the most famous refrains in the Bible. Three little words that mean all the world to us, no matter who we are. Do not fear. In verse 26, Jesus says, "Have no fear of them." In verse 28, Jesus says, "Do not fear those who can kill the body but not the soul." And in verse 31, Jesus says, "Do not fear, you are of more value than many sparrows." Three times he says those three words in some very hard verses. Three times Jesus reminds us that we do not need to be afraid, which is true as we confront sins like racism. We don't need to fear. Jesus is with us. God can give us the words and actions we need. Jesus says it right here. The Holy Spirit is at work in our lives so that we might find real life. Friends, hear the good news of the gospel today. Let us not keep sinning just because we have grace, and let us not fear, but be courageous as we follow Jesus, even when it brings challenge, confrontation, or conflict, even when following Christ is hard. For God is with us. And for that, all God's people say, Amen.